From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear Sunday that in order to strike a deal with Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. The United States announced Sunday a temporary halt to all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey, a move that was quickly mirrored by Turkey. A statement from the U.S. Embassy said that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S. using language that parroted the U.S. statement and reasons for the halt. President Donald Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. Mr. Trump has engaged in weeks of taunts with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying the United States would totally destroy North Korea if necessary to protect itself and its allies if Pyongyang attacks. North Korea has conducted numerous missile tests, including launching rockets over Japan. Pyongyang state media quoted Kim as telling the powerful Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party over the weekend that North Korea's nuclear weapons program is a treasured sword to protect it against aggression. Kim said the nuclear warheads were a powerful deterrent, guaranteeing the country's sovereignty. This is VOA News. Residents of Catalonia opposed to the regional government's effort to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence, and in that poll, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Roberto Velasquez is one of the demonstrators.
You have to follow the rules. You can't do by your own, because that's not democracy. Democracy is sit and talk with the Spanish government and try to make a deal. If you can't make a deal, you can do what you want, because that's not democracy.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said that he would not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region does declare independence. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to drastically reduce its presence in relief operations in war-torn Afghanistan. It cites a series of recent attacks that have killed seven of its staff, including a foreigner. There have been security incidents over the last 30 years undermining relief activities, but three direct attacks in northern Afghanistan since last December have particularly affected the ICRC on the whole. At least 12 Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. A Bangladesh border official told the French news agency that the 12 bodies include 10 children, an elderly woman and man. He speculated that since the boat overturned near Myanmar, some of its passengers could have swam ashore. Officials did not know how many people were on the boat when it sank, but such vessels are often overcrowded with scores of people on board. A Sarajevo court Monday acquitted a former commander of the Bosnian army of war crimes during the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. The court also acquitted a Horik subordinate, former Bosnian army soldier, of the killings that took place in one area. The case was highly controversial because Nasser Horik is seen as a hero by many in Bosnia for his role in defending the area in the years before the 1995 massacre of about 8,000 men and boys when the Serbian army overran the city. The divisive U.S. political scene was again on display Sunday, where President Trump exchanged barbed tweets with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker of his own party, while Vice President Mike Pence walked out of a professional football game after some players protested against racism by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. Mr. Trump wrote that he had refused to endorse Corker for a re-election race, which led to the senator to drop out, saying Corker had begged for the endorsement. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.